Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, welcome back from the weekend. It is time for our second date update. If you've been out on what you thought was a sensational first date, a date at least where you want to see that other person again, but they're dragging their feet getting back to you for whatever reason, we're here to find out, get some answers, and maybe get you to that second date. That has happened to Rebecca. So, Rebecca, let's get it started. What is going on with Ian?
Hey, well, you know, it's super weird. We had our first date about, I guess it's almost about a month ago at this point. And like, I'm not expecting a second date, but I'd like to know why he hasn't called me back. Like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, it's been a month and you haven't heard back from him. And, you know, a lot of people might be listening and thinking, you know, let it go. Let the thought of him go. Why do you want to see him so badly again?
I mean, we had a really nice time. It was nothing crazy, but I thought we had a nice connection, you know?
Well, tell us about the first date.
Well, we hung out at a bar, nice place, nothing special. We talked, had some nice conversation, had a couple beers. I think he knows the owner or something, whatever.
Okay.
He was sweet and funny, and you know, I thought we got along great. So I don't know, where did it go wrong?
Yeah. So did something, Rebecca, do you think something might have happened after the date?
Not really. At the end of the date, we both left from there and went home. That was it. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to do it again. So
yeah. He did say that, right? Because I feel like a lot of times it's like, oh, we talked about doing this again. But if he said, like, yeah, I'd love to see you again, then that's different.
So something happened then, possibly in the last few weeks. But it probably had nothing to do with you. So let's just see if we can get an answer from Ian, Rebecca. So this is what we do, as you probably know. We're going to call Ian and give us 3 minutes, and we're going to come back and see if he'll come on the show with us. And hopefully you'll get some answers, and who knows? I know it's been a month, and you're probably maybe have lost hope. But you never know. We might be able to get you to that second date. So hold on right there. We're coming back. The second half of Second Date Update, next on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Rebecca loved the easygoing vibe of her first date with Ian, something she hadn't experienced on many of her first dates, but it's been a month since they met, and Ian hasn't reached out since, and she just can't help but keep thinking, what happened?
I mean, we had a really nice time. It was nothing crazy, but I thought we had a nice connection, you know?
We'll see if we can't get some answers here on Second Date Update, calling Ian this morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, good morning. Could we speak to Ian, please?
This is he.
Good morning, Ian. Bear with me for a second here. This is not a sales call or anything like that. This is Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we were wondering if you would have a moment this morning to discuss. This is something that happened about a month ago with a listener of ours named Rebecca from a few weeks back.
And okay, really?
Yeah. And we're calling to ask you about, we do this segment called Second Date Update. And so we are calling you in regards to this date that you had with her. And are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so Rebecca.
We just kind of want to know, like, why you haven't gone back to her. She thought everything went great.
Yeah, well, okay, I guess I can say, I dated her sister not very long ago.
Wow.
Before you dated Rebecca, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you know? When did you find that out?
Or how did you not know that?
Well, we were just talking at the bar, and she showed me some pictures on her phone, and one of the pictures was them on vacation, and she was like, oh, that's me and my sister.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you, but then you didn't say,
hey, that I
oh,
know
geez,
her.
I know that gal, or you know, that's, you know, whatever her name is. Hey, that's
Anna.
Oh my
God. Why didn't you bring it? Why didn't you say something?
No, I just thought it was a good idea just to make a clean break and move on.
So, Ian, we just talked to Rebecca a few minutes ago. I don't think she has any idea that this is why you're not getting back to her. And so this is obviously uncomfortable for you. But listen, could we do one thing here, Ian? Because I think it's only fair to Rebecca that she hears this maybe from you instead of us. Would you be willing to... And we'll be right here the whole entire time.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, because she's on hold listening right now. I mean, this is not your fault, but
it's I think she
would just like to hear it from you, or at least talk to you about it for a second. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess so.
Hey, Rebecca, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you able to hear Ian's explanation?
Yeah. I mean, you dated my Nicole?
Yeah. We went out for about 3 months.
Why did she never mention you?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
I can't. You could have said something.
I just thought it was better if you didn't know.
No, I'd rather you be honest. I would have understood.
I'm sorry. I just didn't think you'd want to hear that.
Well, at least I'd have a reason for you not calling me.
Yeah. So, do you feel better?
No.
I mean, see, I knew you wouldn't like what you heard.
So, Ian, you didn't realize, like, when you saw it, you said, what's your sister's name, Rebecca? Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Ian, you saw Nicole in this picture. You didn't just say, like, hey, oh, geez, like, I know her. Like, what was that all about?
You froze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't think she'd want to hear it.
Yeah, like, just be honest. You could have said something I would have understood. I mean, plus, like, she's my stepsister. She's not even, like, my blood sister.
Well, I mean, what difference would that make that she's your stepsister?
Well, I mean, then, you know, to a certain degree, she's right. Like, they're not related by blood.
Well, I don't
see her that often.
So, but wouldn't this be like dating a friend? Like,
yeah, it's like dating a friend.
So you think Nicole would be, you think you need to get permission from Nicole before you would go out with Ian? And Ian, you just think that's too weird or what?
I don't know. The whole stepsister thing, it's not weirding me out as much as when I thought she was your real sister.
And did you have a good time on this first date?
Yeah.
So Ian, would you be okay if, let's just say this, if Rebecca, sounds like Rebecca is cool with it, if we like... You know, could you text Nicole or something like that and see if she's cool with it?
Oh, yeah. I think she'd be fine with it. I mean, she didn't even mention it.
You say you're not that close, so do you even need to say anything?
I mean, if he has a concern, I'm happy to do that just for due diligence. Okay. I don't think she's going to care.
How often do you see your sister, your stepsister?
Oh, gosh, at, like, family gatherings, like, just a couple of times a year.
Okay, yeah. here's a crazy idea. Yeah. I don't even know if you've ever done this before. Ian, hey, if Rebecca texts Nicole and gets permission, would you be cool with that then?
If you texted her right now and got permission and say, would you care? Would you go out with Rebecca again?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay,
Okay, we're going to play a song.
Rebecca, text Nicole right now. We'll play a song. Hang on.
See if we get a response back in 3 minutes. So you got to text her right now and just whatever you got to do to make it kind of a quick, you know, synopsis of what's going on.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see if we can get a response from Nicole, from Rebecca, and stay right there. Coming back in 3 minutes with a permission slip or not. Next on Second Date Update.
Back to Everything Country with Thunder and PT, 102.9 The Wolf.
Okay, our Second Date Update went into overtime today. So here's kind of a synopsis of what's going on. Rebecca, she went out with Ian. Ian found out that he dated Rebecca's stepsister. Rebecca just texted...
Thought it was her sister.
Nicole, you just texted Nicole and you got a response back, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay. And is she okay with you going out with Ian? Because he will go out with you if we all kind of thought, well, let's just run it by Nicole first, you know, just to be cool about it.
Well, he neglected to mention that he took money from her, so.
Ian, is that true?
What is that all about?
I don't know. You tell me.
I didn't steal any money from her. I mean, she paid for a couple of drinks.
Yeah,
did you not pay her back for something?
You must have. She must have loaned you some money, Ian, at some point for something.
No. Apparently, you guys went on a vacation, and you said you were going to pay her back, and you didn't.
What was that all about?
I might have forgotten to pay her back, but I didn't like steal money out of her purse or something.
All right. Where did you go on vacation?
We just went to the beach.
Okay, what beach? Like in what? Like St. Croix Beach or like Sandals Beach?
Sandals Beach.
Okay.
Wow.
And you didn't pay her back for your half of the vacation, and then you guys broke up. Is that kind of the bottom line here?
I mean, yeah.
All right, Rebecca. Let's cut to the chase. Rebecca, do you want to see?
Doesn't want to see him again. We went through all that work. Oh my god!
All right, Ian. We'll let you go. Rebecca, you've gotten a taste then for what you're right. You don't want to see Ian again, I guess, right?
I think I'm off that.
Okay. All right, guys. Ian, do better next time. Pay back your debt, especially to your future ex's sister-in-laws that you might end up dating someday.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Well, I have an idea. Ian, listen to Coop at 4:30 today because he's actually giving away a Sandals vacation. Then you could gift it.
Brilliant.
Back to
Brilliant.
Nicole.
Yeah.
If you ended up winning the trip.
How about that?
Okay. Crickets. Anyway, it sometimes can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Summer in quite over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.